AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Power should be restored in Moore County, North Carolina by tonight. Duke Energy says it has completed repairs on suburban equipment damaged when it was shot up over the weekend. Police in North Carolina have not discussed a motive. After yesterday's Georgia Senate runoff victory for Democrat Raphael Warnock, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he will reach out to Republicans to work together.
And you say, oh, that'll never happen. Well, look at what happened this summer with 50-50. Of the six major bills we passed, five were bipartisan. And it wasn't that every Republican went along with us, but most did, or many, enough did. We are going to keep doing that. Turn left, Republicans. Or at least don't turn hard right. It would be more appropriate.
Warnock defeated Republican Herschel Walker. At least six Supreme Court justices sound skeptical of making a broad ruling that would leave state legislatures virtually unchecked when making rules for elections for Congress and the presidency. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says repealing the vaccine mandate for the military is a mistake.
Republicans in Congress have obviously decided that they'd rather fight against the health and well-being of those troops rather than protecting them. So we still believe it's a mistake.
The effort would be rescinded under the annual defense bill headed for a vote this week in Congress. A Justice Department Inspector General's report says a series of missteps by Federal Bureau of Prison Officials preceded the October 2018 beating death of notorious Boston gangster James Whitey Bulger in prison in West Virginia. The Taliban has executed an Afghan convicted of killing another man, the first public execution since the former insurgents took over Afghanistan last year. The announcement underscores the intentions by the new rulers in Afghanistan to continue hardline policies. This is AP News. Time magazine has named its 2022 Person of the Year.
Time's Person of the Year is Ukraine's President Zelensky for proving, says Time, that courage can be as contagious as fear. When Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th, Volodymyr Zelensky stayed in Kyiv, the capital. He didn't run, says Times editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal. Volodymyr Zelensky was a comedian who turned politician. When the war broke out, he worked to rally Ukrainian resistance. Time magazine's Felsenthal says President Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine our Time's 2022 Person of the Year for reminding the world of the fragility of democracy and of peace. I'm Rita Foley.
The Croatian and Serbian soccer federations have been fined by FIFA for making Balkan political statements at the World Cup. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.